Governor Chris Christie's chief counsel, Christopher Perino, allegedly intervened in an $8.9 billion environmental lawsuit to get a better deal for ExxonMobil. A former state commissioner for the Department of Environmental Protection has written an opinion column in the New York Times that claims Perino elbowed his way into the case and offered a settlement that nets pennies on the dollar. And now New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz has more to add to the story. ExxonMobil funded a political group that flew Christie and Perino around the country last year. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sturz.
So quickly bring us up to speed on the lawsuit that's at the center of this issue.
This is a longstanding suit against ExxonMobil for pollution and destroying wetlands at more than 1,500 acres in New Jersey. Now, the state had sought $8.9 billion. This is a case that started way back in 2004, and it was thought to be close to getting a good amount of that money. Then the matter was actually before a judge in New Jersey, and the judge was expected to rule on it any time now. But then the Christie administration contacted the court recently and said it had reached this surprise settlement with ExxonMobil for just $250 million.
And this judge, was...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, the judge, they asked the case, that the case be settled.
And this obviously was viewed as suspicious by some people.
Yes, there was concern that the state was settling just so Christie could get a quick $250 million for his budget or help out an oil company. That was the accusation. And he had actually put a provision into law last year that would have allowed him to use environmental settlements for his general fund. But now this morning, there's this explosive story in the New York Times. It's an op-ed from Bradley M. Campbell, former commissioner for the State Department of Environmental Protection. And he's the one who initiated the case. And he alleges that one of Christie's top aides, quote, inserted himself into the case, elbowed aside the attorney general and career employees who had developed and prosecuted the litigation, and cut a deal favorable to Exxon. He said he heard this from colleagues at the DEP.
And can you tell us anything about this aide who intervened?
His name is Chris Perino. He's Christie's chief counsel and one of his top two governmental aides. He's a new member of Christie's inner circle, having started the administration on the day Bridgegate broke last year. But last year, he's become closer to the governor. And last year, on the day before the election, he actually joined Christie on a political trip funded by the Republican Governors Association, which Christie was the chair of at the time. They traveled, it was a large entourage, or you know, a medium-sized entourage, I would say. They traveled to about five states on the day before Election Day, and Perino was on the plane with them. Now, the RGA is funded by more than $100 million from companies and corporations, but $500,000 of that comes from ExxonMobil. They were actually one of the biggest contributors to Christie while he was chairman of the RGA. So, this is the news that we're coming out with this morning.
And is it a problem that ExxonMobil gave the RGA that money?
If true that Perino intervened in the matter to get a better deal for ExxonMobil, and right now that is just hearsay, albeit from a former commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection writing in the New York Times, but it is still just an accusation at this point. But if that's true, then it would mean that Perino was on a plane paid for by a political group with major backing from ExxonMobil while he was dealing with ExxonMobil on a legal matter at the same time. And yes, that seems like it could be a problem, at least the public relations one, for the governor, if nothing else.
And has there been any response from either Perino or Governor Christie about this?
We don't have a comment from Christie's spokesman on this yet. And we have a message and still left a voicemail for Mr. Perino. But again, this is just breaking early this morning. The op-ed just posted online last night.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks, Terrence.
You're listening to WNYC.